I'm going to talk briefly about, get the first slide up. Nice. Sergeant Slaughter. Our uniforms. All right. Even if we've never served in any sort of uniform service as followers of Yeshua, we do have a uniform. I'm not talking about the armor of God in Ephesians 6. I'm talking about our uniform. So let's get right into it. Next slide. Now, these are just some selections of different uniforms. We saw some up here. Uniforms, I've noticed. Never worn one, but you know, they notice a few things about them. One, they tell you what kind of service you're in. They tell you where you've been. They say if you've had any special commendations, what training you've had, if you've had any expression of valor or bravery, if you've actually been injured. And they also have to be really well kept, be pressed. The boots have to be shined. You keep, even the clothes you wear are at a high level of integrity, as Ron was saying, integrity and honor. Next. So with that in mind, what is our uniform? We'll go straight into the scriptures. This is from Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 22. With respect to your former lifestyle, you are to lay aside the old self, corrupted by its deceitful desires. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. All right, and then we're going to go to Colossians 3, beginning in the second half of 9. After all, you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self. Very similar to Ephesians, that is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Here there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, savage, slave, and free, but Messiah is all and in all. I'm sorry, that was actually from Galatians 3. I forgot to put the quotations from Galatians 3. Wait. No, that's right. Okay. No, that's from Colossians. I'm going to keep going. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves in tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. If anyone has a grievance against another, just as the Lord pardoned you, so also you must pardon others. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfect harmony. This is our uniform. Because when you put on a uniform, essentially you have to take something off. So you take off your pajamas and you put on your uniform. Well, in the kingdom, we're putting off our old self. And we're putting on our new self. And what's first, why did I put the Ephesians passage first? Because it says that we're to be created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And if you jump down to the bottom, you see a quotation from Psalm 89:15, which says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. The idea is that the first thing we should notice on our uniform is righteousness, holiness, justice. That's the foundation. That's the essence of our uniform. And then what precedes from it, skipping down to Colossians 3, 12, tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness, and love. These are the things that adorn our uniform. Now, like I said, the armor of God is different, but this is our uniform. This is what people should see when they see us. And then knowing what service we belong to, which is the kingdom of God, and who our commander is Yeshua. And the medals and all the other things that we can see, the ribbons, these should be those tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness, and love. That's what we all want to have on our uniform. Next slide. Essentially, he is our uniform. As we also read in Romans 13:14, instead, put on the Lord Messiah Yeshua and stop making provision for the flesh for its cravings. Essentially, stop. You're not serving the flesh. You've left that service. You're now serving the Lord. You have to put him on so that when you look in the mirror and people see you, they see him. And this reminded me of what Brendan was talking about. Essentially, there's no one special. We're all here for the service of the King. It's not about us. It says in Galatians 3, beginning in 27, "For all of you who were immersed in Messiah have clothed yourselves with Messiah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Messiah Yeshua." Or as we read elsewhere, "For he is in all and is all." It's all for him. It all comes from him. And he is the strength by which we do everything. And while we all have specialized missions and gift sets and training, no one stands above the other. We're all here, as Yeshua said, the greatest of you is going to be the servant. So if everybody's seeking to serve the other, no one is exalting themselves above the other. So I'm going to just keep it real brief. But I encourage you through this week, read that passage, particularly from Colossians. And see, do these qualities adorn my uniform? And if not, how can I get them on there? And again, I'm going to repeat it. It's not weakness. It's strength. And so, and I talked about last week too, a soft tongue can break a bone. There's power in these qualities that are more effective than the power of the world or anger. But then you notice that Yeshua, he had a prostitute clean his feet because of his love for her. So with the power that God gives us through the Holy Spirit and his forgiveness, we can change people and change the world. And the last thought I have is that, you know, the world is growing darker, right? The warfare is increasing. But you know something interesting about darkness? Let's say if you dim a room and you shine light, you'll see it. But if you extinguish the light and it's completely dark and you light up a light, it's obvious. It's clear. And people will go to it. My point is the world continues to darken. That means when people will see our light, the light of Yeshua, they will see that this is something different. They'll see the uniform, and they'll be drawn to it. And those who aren't drawn to it, there's not much we can do. Yeshua didn't run after people who didn't, you know, if they wanted to leave him in John 6, he let them go. If they return to him, I'm sure he had compassion. But those who come and see and are willing to hear and to be loved and to receive, be forgiven, they'll come. So even as it gets crazier out there, pursue the Lord more so the light shines brighter and offer people hope. So let's put off our old self, put on our new one every day. And that's the thing about our uniform is that some of, you know, these men and women here who have served, some, even in their active duty, you can put off your uniform and put on your civilian clothes. We don't get that opportunity. Even when we're home and your kid wakes you up, you're like, oh, okay. And then your wife gets mad because you woke her up. You still have to be wearing the uniform. And then you're in your car and someone cuts you off. You're still in uniform. Right? It's the hardest part of this job is that you never comes off. With your spouse, with your kids, with your in-laws at work. When you see all the Facebook comments that people make, you're still in uniform. But if we focus on the Lord and he'll make it, these things will be easier because you say, I want to honor him in everything I say and do. So when people see me, Yeshua said, they'll see your good works and they'll praise your Father in heaven. It's not a guilt trip, but it's an encouragement, right? As we heard from our Marine in the back, hooah, right? We're right. Let's go. Let's put on our uniform and go do good things and bless people. And so when they see it, they bless God and turn from death to life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us in death, but took us out through the power of Yeshua and gave us new hope. Thank you for the new covenant, God. Not just telling us what to do, but allowing us to change clothes. Help us to walk in this uniform, Lord, out of gratitude, out of love, out of honor, out of service, so that you would receive all glory. And that whatever we say or do, Lord, would bring you glory. Lord, bless our Father. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Please rise.